Today we celebrate the memorial of Blessed Bonaventure of Barcelona. Blessed Bonaventure was born in the year 1620 in Spain and grew up living a pious life. His father wanted him to get married, and so he did. However, he and his wife lived in perfect chastity, and their marriage, after all was said and done, didn't last that long anyway, because his wife ended up dying a premature death. And so then, after the death of his wife, Blessed Bonaventure decided to enter the Franciscans as a lay brother. He was sent to the friary in Barcelona, and there became well known for his holy life, and from which also he takes his surname. Divine Providence eventually would bring him to Rome, where he sought to promote the strict observance of the rule of St. Francis, and he was successful in doing so in various friaries and was highly regarded by the friars because of this and was also much esteemed by the Pope. He died a saintly death in the year 1684, at the age of 64. So in looking at the life of Blessed Bonaventure and the work that he did to ensure the strict observance of the rule, we see, or we can reflect upon, the importance of the rule for religious. Every religious, when they take their vows, they vow to live out the vows of poverty, chastity, obedience, in our case, also total consecration to the Immaculate, according to a particular rule and constitutions. And we find in our rule and constitutions, we and also every other religious, really everything that regards our sanctification, our salvation and sanctification. According to our observance of the rule and constitutions, we shall be judged, and we will be rewarded for our fidelity to our observance, and we will be punished for our lack of fidelity. Padre Pio once said, with regard to observing the rule, "Observe what you ought to observe, and you will be a saint." In fact, in our rule, in constitutions, there is spelled out the will of God for the religious. Everything that regards our salvation and sanctification. If we do that, we will be saints. Now, the rule is also our safeguard against the snares of the devil. St. Gregory the Great warns religious. He says, "The devil is always lying in wait for us, and like an enemy, enters through the breach as soon as the ramparts of discipline are broken down." And so, again, the rule is like those ramparts. It's like the walls and fortifications of a city. Back in medieval times, it were the walls and fortifications that protected the city from dangers from outside. So the same thing with a religious institute. We are like a city. In fact, St. Maximilian uses the term City of the Immaculate. That's what Neapolitanov, the friary that St. Maximilian founded and made grow, was called the City of the Immaculate. And so it's our rule and our constitutions and the observance thereof that protects the City of the Immaculate from enemies who are outside. So today, let's renew our resolve to faithfully observe our rule and constitutions, the Book of Sanctification, and persevere in it to the end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Fructum ventris tui.